The following is an exclusive sports presentation from KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM. As the Wahigh Blue Devils take to the hardwood for exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Blue Devils basketball, Roy Elia, on Walla Walla's KGDC.
And a pleasant good afternoon to you basketball fans, wherever you may reside in the Walla Walla Valley or surrounding areas, or perhaps this afternoon you're joining us by way of the Internet. I'm Roy Elia, and we are delighted to have you with us for another weekend of Walla Walla High School basketball on your home for Blue Devil Radio. Blue Devil Radio is presented by Big Blue Boosters, promoting athletic excellence, pride, and sportsmanship. And speaking of Big Blue Boosters, be sure to mark this date on your calendar, Blue Devil Nation, March the 28th. The date of the annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction is going to take place March the 28th at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. The doors will open at 5 o'clock. Dinner will be served at 6. It's a big fundraiser, and we look forward to a lot of funds being raised for Walla Walla High School athletics on that particular evening. That's March 28th. The Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction set for a 5 o'clock start at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. Individual tickets are available for $50, and more information can be obtained by contacting Big Blue Boosters or Walla Walla High School. Our pregame show is presented by our good friends at Hutchins Family Farms. And our broadcast location is presented by our friends at Tallman's Pharmacy. In the store or to your door, we deliver. Tallman's Pharmacy, 4 West Main Street in Walla Walla. We are coming to you today, our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location on the second level of the Hermiston High School Gymnasium, where the Wahigh boys and girls basketball teams will be taking on Mid-Columbia Conference rival Hermiston. In about 20 minutes' time, the girls will take the floor and will be followed by the boys' varsity teams. Three-point field goals will be presented by our good friend and former Walla Walla High School athlete Bruce Reed. Now, you know we can't talk about the ex-basketball and tennis star without referencing the blue shoes. The pair he wore in 1986 were the first Nike Air Jordans ever seen. And speaking of three-point field goals, compliments to George and Chase Hessler of Edward Jones. They will be donating $10 to Big Blue Boosters for every three-point field goal made this season by the Wahigh boys and girls basketball teams. Our quarters today will be presented by our good friend and former Wahigh athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment, the Walla Walla Valley's complete truck repair headquarters specializing in petroleum and water trucks. Call 509-520-3401 or email Darren at darren@mountainhigh.com for more information. Our free throws will be sponsored by our friends Allison and Kevin Peck at Walla Walla Daily Grind, 990 Northeast Rose Street in College Place. Its email address is www.dailygrind@gmail.com. And our baselines and sidelines will be brought to you by our friend and Big Blue Booster Peter Allen at Washington Trust Bank. Our substitutions will be presented by our friends at Zip Zone Conoco. They're on 9th Avenue in Walla Walla. And our scoreboard updates will be coming to you courtesy of our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Be sure to give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. And we are happy to have the Davenport family at Fresh Nature Foods on board this season. They will be sponsoring our Out of Bounds play of the game. And as you all know, our halftime reports are presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County. And during the course of those Land Title of Walla Walla County halftime reports, we feature, of course, halftime statistics. They'll be presented by our good friends, Wahi alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. And our postgame shows today will be presented by our good friend and Big Blue booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. The buzzer you heard in the background, girls junior varsity contest, has just come to an end, and I am delighted to report the Wahi girls junior varsity defeating the Baby Bulldogs of Hermiston. The final score, Wahi 44 and Hermiston 36. So our heartiest congratulations go out to Coach Hebrew Ingram and his ladies for getting the job done in the junior varsity contest that concluded just seconds ago. Greatly appreciate their efforts very, very much. As we noted, our post-game shows will be presented by Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction, our very good friend, and at Big Blue Booster. And during the course of our post-game show, we'll be featuring our Eric Kimball, CPA Player of the Game, and final statistics. They will be presented by our good friends, Wahi alums Jay and Paul Babbitt, at the MacArthur Company. And during the course of our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show, we'll be featuring starting lineups presented by Todd Kimball. And for the girls' pregame show, we will feature a Coach's Corner interview with Wahi girls basketball coach Mike Clark. And coming up next, we're going to have a player profile interview for you presented by ESF Solutions. That will come your way next when we continue the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show from Hermiston, Oregon, after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta is your go-to spot for mouth-watering, thin-crust pizzas, delectable pastas, hearty sandwiches, fresh salads, and ice-cold beer, all prepared with love and served with a smile. We at Pappy's pride ourselves in offering delicious meals that bring families together at prices that won't break the bank. Our inviting atmosphere is perfect for a casual lunch or a cozy dinner, and with the best patio in town, dining al fresco has never been better. Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, 2555 East Isaacs, Walla Walla. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. And the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the player profile, presented by our good friend and Wahi graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. We are delighted to be joined by Maddie Oliveras for our player profile segment this time around. And Maddie, let's look back at this past weekend. The Blue Devils with a split in Mid-Columbia Conference play. The Blue Devils losing to an outstanding Chiawana ball club on Friday in Pasco, but then followed up that disappointment with much success, a 64-18 victory over the Hanford Falcons. So what a difference, 12 to 24 hours can make, quite frankly. And what was it in that Hanford game that was working so well?
We were all really excited, and I felt like Chiawana really made us want to work harder as a team and come back even stronger and not have two losses in a weekend. So we just wanted to get it together and play really hard and just show all of our abilities and put them together as a team.
And what were the things that were working well for the Blue Devils offensively against Hanford?
We had a lot of good shots, and we were kicking the ball if there were openings and not being selfish when it came down to taking the shot for ourselves.
And defensively, when you hold a team to 5 field goals for the entire game, your chances of winning, I would say, are pretty darn good. So defensively, what were the good things that were going on?
We mainly played zone, and we had a lot of great stops underneath, and we were able to hold them to a few fouls and just keep our hands straight up and practice the things that Mike has shown us and we were working towards all week.
Now, a little bit of a disappointment. The Blue Devils were scheduled to play Sageview on Friday. Unfortunately, that game, I believe, is going to go into the book as a forfeit, as Sageview is transitioning from one coach to another. But a pretty interesting challenge coming up on Saturday on the road. The Blue Devils will be traveling to Hermiston, so another opportunity for the Blue Devils to go out on the road, something you guys have been doing a lot in the early stages of this 2025-26 season. But the difference this time around, as opposed to the first week of play when you opposed a couple of Greater Spokane League opponents, is the fact that this is a league contest, the second league contest for the Blue Devils away from the Wahai Gym.
I know we're all really excited, and we just need to keep our energy up as we'll be on the bus for an hour. We just need to have a lot of confidence going into the game and trust our abilities.
Now, speaking of trusting your abilities, there was certainly a lot of trust this fall as you participated on a Wahai slow pitch softball team that had an outstanding season, if I'm not mistaken, finished tied for third in the state championship. So talk, if you would, about what was an outstanding softball season, slow pitch wise.
Yeah, it was really sad having to leave state with a tie as the weather had to keep us from our finals. But we had a really great season beating some really tough teams. And even though we lost a lot of our great seniors that were all conference year before, we were able to come back and just play as a team because we had a lot of really young players, and we had Coach Alan Stanley help us, and he's a really great coach, and he just coached us the way he coached us last year when we got third, and we just kept that mentality.
And do you plan to keep the same mentality this spring when it's fast pitch softball coming up at Wahai?
Yes, fast pitch is definitely a lot more complicated, and we would wish that more people would come and try out, as it's a really fun sport, but it's also very difficult, and we need to keep our heads high and play with confidence.
Now, Maddie, you're a senior, is that correct? Okay, one of 5 seniors on this year's Wahai girls basketball team. Well, once you leave Walla Walla High School, put on the cap and gown in late spring, what are the options in your future?
My plan is to attend a hopefully out-of-state college that's a 4-year and earn my degree as a psychologist.
Are there any schools that you might be looking at right now?
I'm looking at at two California schools and University of Oregon and just some higher D1 schools, as I would like to go watch sports as I get older.
Well, we certainly wish you all the best in your future, and we wish you all the best the remainder of this 2025-26 girls basketball season. We want to thank Maddie Olivares oh so very much for joining us for our player profile segment. It was presented by our good friend and Wahigh graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And coming up next, the Coach's Corner, when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
There's no place like home for the holidays, especially one filled with the pleasant smells and tastes of the season. Let us help. Hopper Specialty Meats is featuring smoked whole turkeys, turkey breasts, and turkey legs, and smoked Christmas hams throughout the holidays. Get your holiday turkeys and Christmas hams pre-ordered today. Call Hopper Specialty Meats at 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Or stop in and see us in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. The Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the Coach's Corner, presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. Head Coach Mike Clark, this past weekend, the Wahigh girls basketball team opened Mid-Columbia Conference play, losing at Chiawana on Friday, but bouncing back in a big way last Saturday in front of the home fans. A nice win against Hanford.
Yeah, it was one of those weekends where we had a really tough game on Friday night with Chiawana, and we had some emotion in that game, too, as we lost Bridget Boyd to injury. So coming back Saturday night without one of our emotional and playing leaders, it was great for other girls to step up. And the thing that I was the most pleased with was we took it to them from the very start. They were never in the game, and they never thought they had a chance, and we just continued to pour it on and not let them back in it. And that was nice to see.
A contrast to a college basketball game from the past weekend, Boise State and St. Mary's, in a contest played in Idaho Falls. Boise State got out 13-0, only to see St. Mary's come back and tie the game at 13-13. So obviously it's nice to build that momentum early, but even more important to just keep the pedal to the metal, so to speak.
Yeah, I was really pleased with all of my girls, 1 through 10, who just really stepped up, and everybody who came in the game, they played really hard and they never let up, which is hard to do in a game when you're up 30 plus points, but they played really hard until the end.
They certainly did, and what a night it was for Lucy Billingsley, leading the team with 17 points.
Yeah, I had a conversation with Lucy at shoot-around that morning and basically told her, with Bridget out, I needed her to be more aggressive. And she's one of our leaders. She knows what's happening at the varsity level. She's played there a couple years. And she really stepped up and took that game from the very start and just controlled it, hit some shots, which always helps, which was great. And the other person I want to mention, in that first quarter, Corinne Hayes, who was just getting back from injury, she made a couple great outlet passes for layups. And she kind of, I was teasing her that she was our point forward that night because she got the rebound and basically took one dribble, hit somebody ahead for a layup. And she was really another key in that first quarter to get us going and basically get a lead that we would never be challenged.
And how encouraging was it to see some of the young puppies coming through?
Yeah, my freshmen are really, they're getting better each game, and that's what we expect. That's why I think that we can make some big gains this year, because they're just learning. It's fun to see them out there playing. Mac Lawyer came in and hit a couple threes for us. And Gracie Pierce, who got the start that night, she just is a different level of player. She steps in. This is her second game at the high school level, both at the varsity level. She has 9 on Friday night versus Chiawana and backs that up with 13 on Saturday versus Hanford. And you just don't see freshmen do that very often.
Well, we hope the trend will continue this weekend. The Blue Devils sadly will not be playing Sageview on Friday. I believe that's going to go in the books as a forfeit. A lot of things going on at Sageview at the present time. But a challenge awaits on Saturday night. The Blue Devils will be on the road for the fourth time in 5 games this season. The Blue Devils will be playing the Hermiston Bulldogs.
Yeah, it's too bad about Friday. You never want to lose a game, and then you really don't want to lose a home game. But they're just not ready to play yet, and so we move on and get ready for Hermiston. And Hermiston is, Jay does a really good job with his team. They're going to press all over the place. They're going to sit back in a zone most of the time, but they want to get out and run. And so we've got to take care of the ball. Once again, we've got to hit some shots, and we have to be able to defend and rebound.
And I think one of the young ladies that deserves some emphasis in terms of a person you need to watch and be aware of is one Lucy Teagarden.
Yeah, she's a good player. You know, we have to remind the girls she's a left-handed player. She signed with the Lewis and Clark State, so she's going to play college basketball at the next level. And they have other good players around her, so they're not just her, but she's definitely one of their keys.
And they're never afraid to shoot it from long distance.
Yeah, they want to run and shoot threes and press and run some more. So we've got to control the tempo, and that'll be one of the keys for us.
And that will do it for this edition of our Coach's Corner. It was presented by local irrigation company, which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And coming up next, the Todd Kibble starting lineups when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a 1-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And welcome back to the Hermiston High School Gymnasium, Hermiston, Oregon. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. Continuing our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show with starting lineups. Presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing. And he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. The starting lineup for the Wahai Blue Devil girls, as announced by head coach Mike Clark. At guard, Shayla Creason, 5 feet 6 inches tall and a senior. At post, Gracie Pierce, 5 feet 10 inches tall and a freshman. Lucy Billingsley at guard, 5 feet 6 inches tall and a senior. Delilah Branson at a guard slash post, 5 feet 10 inches tall and a junior. And Corinne Hayes at post, 6 feet tall and a senior. Starting lineup for the Hermiston Bulldogs, as announced by head coach Jay Ego. At guard, Sophie Rodriguez, 5 feet 11 inches tall and a sophomore. At guard, Lucy Teagarden, 6 feet tall and a senior. Abby Harshberger at forward, 6 feet tall and a sophomore. Micah Cherry at guard, 5 feet 10 inches tall and a senior. And Aspen Innards at guard, 5 feet 8 inches tall and a senior. Those are the starting lineups for this upcoming Mid-Columbia Conference girls basketball game between the Wahai Blue Devils and Hermiston Bulldogs. The first half of our Blue Devil basketball doubleheader on this Saturday. The starting lineups were presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. And that's going to do it for our pregame show this afternoon. It was presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. We'll return to the Hermiston High School Gymnasium after a 3-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment, 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Change is inevitable, and the change of life events is something we all live through. Whether it's the joy of a new marriage or partnership, or the stress and emotion of arranging long-term care for a parent, financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro of D.A. Davidson are committed to providing trusted advice through life's key moments. Life changes fast. Fleener Zaro Wealth Management is ready to help. Visit them at 102 West Main Street. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company. Member SIPC.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back once again at the Hermiston High School Gymnasium, Hermiston, Oregon. I'm Roy Elia. Last night in the Mid-Columbia Conference, Richland nipped Southridge 48-45. Hermiston won and won big over Hanford at 71-25. Kennewick more than doubling Pasco 67-30. Another circumstance of that nature, Chiawana 77, Kamiakin 37. And last night the Walhigh Blue Devil girls did not play. They won by forfeit over Sageview. So the Blue Devils come in to play here in Hermiston this afternoon with a record of 2-1 in the Mid-Columbia Conference. The Blue Devils overall are 2-3. The Blue Devils, of course, most impressive last Saturday against Hanford, the Blue Devils winning by a score of 64-18. We'll be back to Hermiston High School Gymnasium after a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Overfeeding can lead to the number one nutritional disease in cats, obesity. Excessive body weight on a fat cat increases their risk of liver disease, heart disease, respiration problems, and constipation. Obese cats are at a greater risk of developing diabetes and arthritis, too. If your cat is overweight, check with your local Walla Walla area veterinarian for formulated diets that have fewer calories. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Hermiston High School Gymnasium, Hermiston, Oregon. Roy Elia coming to you for our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. Blue Devils last time out. Boy, did they have a blast in the Walhigh Gym last Saturday, defeating the Hanford Falcons by a score of 64-18. A game the Blue Devils led 24-4 at the end of the first quarter, 38-10 at halftime. There were three Blue Devils in double figures in that contest, led by the 17 points of our Eric Kimball CPA player of the game, Lucy Billingsley. Gracie Pierce added 13 points to the Blue Devil attack, and Delilah Franzen scored 11 points last Saturday in that big, big win over the Hanford Falcons. We're just about set for basketball here at the Hermiston High School Gymnasium in Hermiston, Oregon. Our first quarter this afternoon will be presented by our good friend and former Walhigh athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. And we will be getting underway this afternoon at 3:19. Of course, this is the first half of our Blue Devil basketball doubleheader. The Walhigh Blue Devil girls going without Bridget Boyd, still suffering from that left hand injury. Not sure how long Bridgie is going to be out, but certainly she will be missed. There is no question about that. But you play with the cards you're dealt, right? And the Blue Devils are going to look to pull something off here in Hermiston against a Lady Bulldog basketball team that is coming off a big, big, impressive victory over the Hanford Falcons last evening. Delilah Franzen will jump in the center circle for the Blue Devils, and she will be opposed in the center circle by Abby Hartberger of the Hermiston Bulldogs. And we are set and ready to go here and delighted to have you with us right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. The ball is in the air and the tip is controlled by Hermiston and we are underway. Sophie Rodriguez with a pass inside. Shot put up by Teagarden. Near side down in the low block is well off the mark and out of bounds. And the Blue Devils will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in backcourt. Far side, Billingsley gets it into the front court to Pierce in the lane for Franzen. Near side, Creason, jumper on the way, going to be an air ball. Rebound off to Pierce. Far side, Billingsley, driving shot put up off the glass and off the iron. Rebound inside, Corinne Hayes. Her putback is no good, and the rebound off to Rodriguez. Rodriguez into the front court for the Lady Bulldogs. Driving near side, going to take it coast to coast, throw up a wild shot, got nothing but glass, and Gracie Pierce has the rebound for the Blue Devils. Now off to Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley far side on the dribble in the far corner to Creason. Creason along the baseline, stops, gets it on the baseline to Pierce. Pierce will drive far side, put one up in deep on the right-hand side and miss it. And Hermiston comes away with the rebound. That one was claimed by Inners. Hermiston in possession of the basketball. We're in a scoreless tie, 1 minute in to this first quarter. Rodriguez with a basketball on the near side to Inners. Near corner, Teagarden. Back to Inners on the wing. Spin move on Hayes, almost lost the basketball, recovers it. She's triple-teamed in the near corner Teagarden, stops on the wing for a jumper that is good. The soon-to-be Lewis Clark State Warrior scores, and the Lady Bulldogs out to a 2-0 lead. Full court pressure broken by the Blue Devils, pass in the front court by Franzen, deflected, recovered near side by Creason. Then she has the ball knocked away by Cherry and out of bounds near side, but they rule that the Blue Devils knocked it out last. Or will they? One official wanting to give the ball to Hermiston. Another official coming in to have a discussion. And after further review, the call is confirmed. It will be Hermiston basketball. The Blue Devils turn the basketball over. Enters to inbound. Just to the left to the Hermiston bench. Gets it into Rodriguez. Rodriguez on the near side to Teagarden. She'll drive into the lane. Get it in the far corner. Now it's up top. Shot put up by Cherry. Is off the rim, no good. Long rebound out around the top of the key area. It's claimed by the Blue Devils, thrown away. And then it is knocked away by the Blue Devils and claimed by Franzen. And then she has the ball taken away near side. Rodriguez gets it up top to Inners. Inners almost traveled at the high post. She is double-teamed. Gets it on the far side to Cherry. In the far corner, Teagarden for three. And that's off the rim, no good. And the rebound off to Creason. And now Corinne Hayes with a pass in the front court to a breaking Billingsley. Her runner in the lane is off the glass and good. Lucy Billingsley ties the ball game at 2-2, 5:44 and counting. Time remaining, first quarter. Here is Teagarden into the lane. Short jumper just inside the free throw line is off the back of the rim and the rebound off to Creason. And now to Corinne Hayes. Hayes is picked up in the backcourt by Teagarden. Pass on the near side to Billingsley. Lucy across the midcourt line on the dribble. Lucy in possession of the basketball. Crossover move on Teagarden. Gets it off to Pierce. Gracie Pierce, top of the key extended. Near side to Franzen. Far side to Creason. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Ball into Pierce. Shot just inside. The free throw line is off the glass and off the iron. And the rebound claimed by Hartberger of Hermiston. Bulldogs quickly the other way. Teagarden gets it up top. Wide open. Inner spots up for a three that rattles home. 5-2 in favor of Hermiston, 4:53 and counting left in the first quarter. Far side, Billingsley with the basketball. Crosses the midcourt line on the dribble, gets through two Bulldogs. Far side, Creason, three-pointer on the way, is up and good! Deck the halls with a Blue Devil tray. Shay la 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 la, la 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 la. And we are tied at 5-5. A miss at the other end by Hermiston. We are tied at 5, just under 4.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Teagarden with the basketball. She is tied up near side by Creason. A nice job by Shayla to reach in and tie up Teagarden. And the alternating possession favors the Blue Devils. And a zip zone Conoco substitution. Avery Davin into the ball game for Hermiston. Another substitution, Alexia Sanguino checks in for the Lady Bulldogs as well. 4:24 remaining in the first, and we are tied at 5. Hermiston again with backcourt pressure. A zone look, a 1-3-1 zone press. Pass into the front court is stolen easily by Harshberger. Errant pass by Corinne Hayes. Tough luck there for the Blue Devils. Rodriguez with a basketball on the near side. Driving is Devon. Her pass inside is knocked away. Recovered near side by Rodriguez. Goes into the lane, and she is going to be pushed and fouled on her way to the basket. Fouled by Delilah Franzen. And a zip zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils. Molly Franklin into the contest. She replaces Shayla Creason. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Wahai 5, Hermiston 5. We approach the midway point of this first quarter. Here's Rodriguez driving near side. Shot blocked inside by Pierce. Loose ball off to Franzen. Franzen into the front court on the dribble. To the far side she goes. Gets it on the wing to Franklin for a three. That is good! Holy Toledo! Molly Franklin, good golly, Miss Molly. 8-5, the Blue Devils, 3:43 and counting left in the first. Near side three put up and missed by Davin. Gets her own rebound, gets it on the far side for a jumper that is off the rim twice. No good for Sanguio. But another offensive rebound for Hermiston. Near side Rodriguez with a basketball. Into the lane, short jumper on the way is around and good for Rodriguez. 8-7 in favor of the Blue Devils. Middle of the floor. Franklin with basketball on the far side to Hayes. Hayes will drive far side. Has the ball knocked away and out of bounds far side. And the Blue Devils will inbound on the baseline. In front court. The baseline, of course, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Lucy Billingsley to inbound the basketball. Looking, gets it inside, wide open Pierce, and she is fouled from behind by Inners of Hermiston. And that's the first foul in the game on the Bulldogs, and Gracie Pierce will step to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The scoreboard update earlier in the quarter presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. First Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Gracie Pierce is up and good. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Teagarden re-enters. And she is in for Inners. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw for Gracie Pierce. It is up and it is good for the freshman. 9-7 the Blue Devils. 3:08 and counting left in the first quarter. Rodriguez with a basketball. Blue Devils in a 2-3 zone defense. Rodriguez on the dribble between the rings. Angles to the near side. Gets it in the near corner to Teagarden. Back up top to Rodriguez. Far side it goes to Sanguino. Now it is inside for Devon. Back to Sanguino on the far wing. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Gets it up top. Rodriguez a three straight away. Off the back of the rim and through. The shooter's touch for Sophie Rodriguez. And that three-point goal makes it 9-9 as Billingsley drives far side and can't score. Teagarden with the rebound. Now it's Rodriguez. Loops it inside for Sanguino. On the far wing, now it's back up top to Rodriguez. Near side, here's Teagarden for three. An air ball. But the ball is taken by Sanguino. Should not have reset the shot clock. They reset the shot clock and should not have done so. It was an air ball shot just moments ago. And there's a shot from the high post. It is blocked by the Blue Devils. The attempt by Devon. Here's a pass in the front court by Hayes to Lucy Billingsley, who is blocked from behind by Cherry. And then we're going to have a foul called inside. The Blue Devils claim the offensive rebound and a foul called on Devon. Gracie Pierce back to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. She collected the rebound and then was fouled from behind. First Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw up and good for Gracie Pierce. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Inners is back for Hermiston. And she replaces Rodriguez with 2:02 remaining in the first quarter. We are tied at 10. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw for Pierce is up and good again. 11-10, the Blue Devils. Might have said 9-9 earlier. Only said that because that's what the scoreboard said. It doesn't say that anymore. Teagarden with a basketball in the near corner. Dribbles to the wing. Now to the free throw line. Bounce it up top. Sanguino. Sanguino. Near side against the Blue Devil 2-3 zone. A knock away. Ball taken by Billingsley. Billingsley down the near side. Going to take it coast to coast. Lays it up and in. And she is hauled! Holy Toledo! The left-handed lay-in for Lucy Billingsley gives the Blue Devils a 12-10 advantage. And she is fouled on the play by Sanguino. Substitution presented by a Zip Zone. Abby Harshberger is back in for Hermiston as Lucy Billingsley steps to the free throw line looking to complete a three-point play. The free throw, the Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt is in and out. And it's 14-10 in favor of the Blue Devils. 90 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Here's Teagarden driving into the lane, throws it up, no, but she is blocked and fouled. Nice drive on the part of Teagarden, and she draws the foul from Gracie Pierce. Teagarden to the stripe for two. Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. First one up and good. Zip Zone Conoco substitutions. Micaiah Lawyer has checked in along with Lainey Hand to the sideline. Billingsley and Pierce. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt by the Southpaw. Up and good. She has 4 points in the ball game, and a 30-second timeout called by Hermiston with 1:27 remaining in the first quarter. Wahigh 14, Hermiston 12, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. Through Christmas Eve, we're introducing our 12 Days of Christmas. We're going to be giving away $100 Visa gift cards to the first 50 customers who test drive one of our vehicles. Now, we have to limit these to one per family, but it really is that simple. No purchase necessary. The most frequent comment from our customers is about how easy it is to do business with us. Come and experience our first ever 12 Days of Christmas event, and may all of you have a very Merry Christmas. Christmas and a Happy New Year.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Timeout period is over. Welcome back to Hermiston. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. Lawyer with a pass inside. It's stolen by Harshberger of Hermiston. And then a held ball as she is tied up by Hand. But Hermiston will keep the ball on the alternating possession. Ball comes into Inners. Inners across the midcourt line on the dribble. Swing it far side to Davin. Goes cross court. Ball deflected near side. Taken by Franzen. Franzen into the lane. Delilah will shoot and miss. Ball knocked out of bounds by a trailing Hand. And the ball will go back to Hermiston. Nice steal on the part of Delilah Franzen. But unfortunately for Blue Devil Nation, she was unable to finish. And then the ball knocked out of bounds by Hand. The ball back to Hermiston. We're in the final minute. Time remaining first quarter. Blue Devils 14 and Hermiston 12. Here is Teagarden. Goes in the far corner to Davin. A three-pointer on the way is up off the rim. No good. But there is Teagarden for the putback. She misses it. Rebound deflected once, twice. Taken by Teagarden. Up top, Inners. Three on the way. That's off the back of the rim. No good. Another offensive rebound for Hermiston. Davin has the ball ripped away by Hand. And Corinne Hayes will claim it on the baseline. To Hand and back to Hayes. On the near side, it is Franklin. Franklin near side to Lawyer. Bounce it to Franklin. Franklin with a basketball. Coach Clark calling out for the high-low offense. Ball deflected by Franzen. The ball taken by Hermiston. Blue Devils get sloppy, turn the basketball over, and it's going to result in the transition lay-in that is blown by Teagarden. Loose ball inside, taken by Lawyer. Down to 8 seconds left in the quarter and counting. 14-12 to Blue Devils. Here is Lawyer, near corner to Franklin. A three on the way by Molly is no good. And that will do it for the first quarter. And after one period of play, Wahigh 14 and Hermiston 12. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The second quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wall High athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Welcome back to Hermiston High School. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location on the second level, the Hermiston High School Gymnasium. Wall High Blue Devils begin the second quarter with a 14-12 lead over the Lady Bulldogs of Hermiston. Lucy Billingsley between the rings checked in during the quarter break. And she'll kick it on the far side to Lawyer for a three that is an air ball. Rebound near side by Devin. Near side Rodriguez. Rodriguez into the front court with a basketball. The Blue Devils in the 2-3 zone. Far side Devin in the far corner tee garden. Back to Devin on the wing. Back in the far corner tee garden. She'll dribble to the wing. Get it up top to Rodriguez. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Rodriguez will reset. Pass on the near side. Now it's along the baseline. Bounce pass inside for Teagarden. Has the ball ripped away by Lawyer. Blue Devils in transition. She'll hold it up near side. Loop a pass on the far side that's going to be knocked away and out of bounds far side. Very nicely indeed by Cherry. And the Blue Devils will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank sideline. Front court, far sideline. The shot clock, for whatever reason, reset. So now the question is, how much time is going to be on the aforementioned shot clock? 7:09 left in the second quarter. The Blue Devils 14 and Hermiston 12. And again, delighted to have you with us for our Blue Devil basketball coverage, the first half of our Wahai basketball doubleheader on this Saturday. They put 23 seconds on the shot clock. Here is Lawyer up top for Billingsley. Back on the far side, the Lawyer. Gets down low, Pierce. Short one on the way by Gracie is no good. And she is going to tie up a Bulldog inside, but going to be called for a grabbing foul. She tied up Harshberger after Harshberger claimed the rebound. And that is two fouls on Gracie Pierce. In a zip zone Conoco substitution, Corinne Hayes re-enters the Wahai lineup. She is in for Gracie Pierce. We're a minute and 2 seconds in to the second quarter. 14-12, the Blue Devils. Rodriguez with the basketball. Now it's on the far side to Devin. Far corner to Teagarden. Pass inside with the basketball is Harshberger. Teagarden, now it is Devin. Devin looks inside. Ball knocked away by hand to the near sideline. Ball goes out of bounds. The ball will stay with Hermiston. And a zip zone Conoco substitution. Enters, re-enters, and she is in for Devin. Hermiston to inbound just to the right of the Blue Devil bench. Ball into Inners. Blue Devils staying in the 2-3 zone. Far side Rodriguez in the far corner. Now it is up top to Inners. On the far wing, Rodriguez. A three on the way is off the rim, no good. Rebound deflected once, twice, and taken by the Blue Devils. Hayes with a pass in the front court to a breaking Franklin. Franklin in transition will put the ball up and miss it. She was harassed a bit by Rodriguez. Loose ball near side comes off to Lawyer. Up top to Hayes. High post to Hand. Shot on the way by Hand is good! Laney Hand scores. Gives the Blue Devils a four-point edge, 16-12. 6:07 and counting the time remaining to be played in the second quarter. Inners with a basketball, high post to Teagarden. She'll go into the lane, lose the ball, but she is bumped and fouled on the play. She is bumped and fouled by Corinne Hayes. And Hermiston to inbound. Washington Trust Bank baseline. Nice bounce pass in for Teagarden, but her shot is partially blocked. Hand gets the loose ball. Gets it off to Billingsley in a 30-second timeout called by the Blue Devils with 5:57 remaining to be played in the second quarter. Wahai 16, Hermiston 12, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta at 2555 East Isaacs features handcrafted pizzas, savory pastas, fresh salads, and crowd-pleasing appetizers. Remember Pappy's when you need a caterer for your next event. We can tailor our extensive menu for everything from casual get-togethers to team meetings to staff appreciation days to formal affairs for up to 100 people. To learn more about Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, our menu, and the catering services we offer, visit our website at pappyspizzaandpasta.com. That's pappyspizzaandpasta.com.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Hermiston High School Gymnasium. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. Wahai Blue Devil Girls, 16. Hermiston Lady Bulldogs, 12. Here's a pass high post area taken by Hermiston. Blue Devils turn it over out of the timeout period. Hermiston possesses. Here is Rodriguez, high post. Now to Teagarden. Drives into the lane. Gets it on the far side. A jumper on the way for three is off the rim. No good for Cherry. And on the rebound, we're going to have a foul called. It's going to be called on Hermiston. Teagarden whistle for the foul. And the Blue Devils will inbound in the backcourt. Here comes Lawyer. Crosses the midcourt line far side between the rings to Hayes. Corinne Hayes. Pass inside for Billingsley. Nice catch down in the low post area. Left-handed shot in the lane, no good. And then the ball is knocked away by Hand. Knocked it away from Cherry and out of bounds. And the ball will stay with Hermiston. 5:19 remaining in the second quarter. 16-12, the Blue Devils. Enters with a basketball. Stops up top. Near side, Teagarden. Teagarden into the lane. Has the ball knocked away, but they're going to call a foul on the Blue Devils. Going to call a reach-in foul, and that's too bad. Otherwise, it would have been Blue Devil possession. And that foul is called, the reach-in foul on Molly Franklin. And that is three team fouls in the second quarter on the Blue Devils. They rule it was in the act of shooting, which is a little bit of a surprise. And Teagarden to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first one is up and good. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Delilah Franzen into the ball game. She replaces Lawyer. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Teagarden. Up and good. Oh, a couple of nice looking free throws by Lucy Teagarden. And Hermiston on the board here in the second quarter. It is 16-14, excuse me, in favor of the Blue Devils. Wahai up by a deuce. Here is Billingsley driving far side. Has the ball knocked away and out of bounds. Went in amongst the trees. Simmel down in the low block. Ball knocked out of bounds. The Blue Devils will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. Billingsley gets it in for Hayes. Hayes puts it up and misses it. And then crashing in two. Cherry down low on the rebound is Hand, and Hand is going to be called for the foul. Nice looking out of bounds play, though the attempt by Hayes was not made. That could easily qualify as our Fresh Nature Foods out of bounds play of the game. Certainly a contender. We may go with it depending on how the rest of this contest goes. Hermiston in possession of the basketball. Up top here is a three by Inners. It's up and good, and Hermiston takes the lead. That three-point goal gives Hermiston a 17-16 edge. We are 3.5 minutes in to the second quarter. Near side Franklin, up top Billingsley. Billingsley near side, off to Franklin. Three on the way, put up is good! Molly Franklin near side, hits a Bruce Reed three, and the Blue Devils up 19-17. 4:11 and counting, the time remaining to be played in the second quarter. Far side Enters with a basketball. Up top to Cherry, near side Rodriguez. Rodriguez against the 2-3 zone. Far side Enters on the baseline to Cherry. Now it's Enters far side. Bounces it on the baseline to Cherry. Cherry with a runner far side. It's off the rim, no good. And we're going to have an over-the-back foul called on Hermiston. Going over the back on the rebound was Harshberger. And that is the second in the quarter on Hermiston. And the ball back to the Blue Devils. Your Edward Jones, Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Wahai 19, Hermiston 17. Lucy Billingsley with the basketball against Teagarden. Near side to Lila Franzen. Back up top to Billingsley. Far side to Franklin. Bounce it on the baseline to Franzen. Franzen goes down, no whistle, and the ball lost to Hermiston. Rodriguez into the front court. Rodriguez near side. In the near corner, Teagarden gets it up top. Wide open, enters for three. And that one is off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Rodriguez. Blue Devils give up another offensive rebound. Rodriguez with a basketball. On the far side, enters. Enters will set, shoot. Shot around and off, no good. But there for an offensive rebound and putback is Harshberger as the Blue Devils continue to give up offensive rebound after offensive rebound. And a timeout called by Hermiston with 3:07 remaining in the second quarter. We are tied at 19. We will keep it here for the moment. Tell you that our scoreboard update moments ago was presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, by all means, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. And we'll be back after a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back once again at Hermiston High School, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location on the second level of the Hermiston High Gym. We're tied at 19, 3 minutes and counting left in the second quarter. It's Mid-Columbia Conference girls basketball game. Wahai Blue Devils in possession, not for long. A pass by Billings, lead deflected and stolen near side by Inners. Inners goes in and puts up a lay-in over Franson. And Hermiston takes a 21-19 lead. Billingsley with the basketball. Dribbles near side and stops. Top to Franklin. Back to Billingsley. Near side to Franzen. Franzen near corner to Franklin. Franklin will skip a pass up top to Billingsley. Billingsley to the free throw line. Her pass behind Franzen goes into the backcourt. And the Blue Devils going to be called for over and back. 2:26 remaining before halftime. 21-19 in favor of Hermiston. The Bulldogs to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank sideline, near side, right at the midcourt area. Inners with a basketball. Far side to Rodriguez. Free throw line extended. Back on the near side, Inners gets it in the near corner to Teagarden. Teagarden looks inside. The ball knocked away by the Blue Devils, and we're going to have a foul called. A foul is going to be called inside, and they're going to call it on the Blue Devils. They're going to call it on hand. Substitution presented by Zip Zone Conoco. Gracie Pierce back for the Blue Devils, and she is in for whom? Well, I guess she's not going to check in yet. That was the fifth team foul on the Blue Devils, and we're going to have two free throws for Hermiston. Going to be attempted by Cherry. Micah Cherry to the stripe for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Here comes the first. It is off the front of the rim, no good. Gracie Pierce in for the Blue Devils for Lainey Hand. Lainey gave the Blue Devils some quality minutes. And she checks out and is replaced by Pierce. A substitution presented by Zip Zone Conoco. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw up and good for Cherry. And the Blue Devils trail 22-19. Near side, Franklin with the basketball. Far side, Billingsley. Between the rings to Franklin. Near side, Franson. Lila Franson with a basketball between the rings to Franklin. 13 seconds on the shot clock. High post to Hayes. Loops it in for Pierce. A 3-second violation called against the Blue Devils. Walhigh turns the ball over for the third straight time since that timeout period just moments ago. Here comes Hermiston. Rodriguez between the rings. Pass near side. Stolen neatly by Franson. Franson gets into the passing lane. A 3-on-2 break. She'll loop it to Billingsley far side. Billingsley into the lane. Bounces it near side to Franklin. Baseline jumper is an air ball. Rebound off to Billingsley. She is double teamed. Bounce it on the far side to Pierce. Far corner to Billingsley. She'll drive. She'll go into the lane. Have the ball knocked away. And it's taken by Hermiston. Inners gets the loose ball. Loops it to Rodriguez. Rodriguez on the near side. On the dribble. in the near corner to Teagarden, up top to Rodriguez. Rodriguez into the lane, in the far corner, wide open, enters for three. It's off the rim, no good. Another offensive rebound by Hermiston, and the ball put up and in by Harshberger. The Blue Devils cough up another offensive rebound and trail 24-19. Billingsley gets it in for Hayes. Runner in the lane by Corinne is around and off, no good. Ball knocked out of bounds by Franson, and the ball back to Hermiston. 59 seconds remaining to be played in the second quarter. Hermiston 24, the Blue Devils 19. Enters into the front court with a basketball. Pass on the near side to Teagarden. Top. Now it's on the far side to Rodriguez. Rodriguez driving. Near side, here's Teagarden for three, and that one is good. Lucy Teagarden with the tray, and all of a sudden it's an 8-point lead for Hermiston, 27-19. Blue Devils in possession. Corinne Hayes top of the key. Double team. Gets rid of the ball to Billingsley. Far side to Pierce. Pierce on the baseline. Short one on the way, no good. Rebound off to Inners. Inners into the front court with a basketball. Avoids Corinne Hayes as she crosses the midcourt line. The shot clock is off, down to 11 seconds left in the quarter. Pass to Rodriguez between the rings. Dribbles to the near side. Little hesitation. Gets it inside for Harshberger, who lays the ball up and in. And that's going to do it for the first half. And here at the halftime, the Hermiston Bulldogs lead the Wahigh Blue Devils 29-19. Coming up next, the land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back once again at the Hermiston High School Gymnasium, Hermiston, Oregon. Roy Elia coming to you for our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. Wahigh Blue Devil girls trailing the Hermiston Bulldogs 29-19 at the halftime break. And our halftime report is presented by our good friend Phil Wasser, land title of Walla Walla County, 33 East Main Street in Walla Walla. And again, our land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report with Halftime Statistics, presented by our good friends, Wahigh alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. Scoring in the first half for Hermiston, Rodriguez with 5, Teagarden with 9, Harshberger with 6, Cherry with 1, and Inners with 8. Hermiston with 10 first-half field goals, 4 from three-point territory. The Bulldogs were 5 for 6 from the free throw line and were called for 5 personal fouls. The Blue Devils scored just 5 points in the second quarter after a promising start. Got 2 points in the first half from Lainey Hand, a half dozen from Molly Franklin, 3 from Shayla Creason, 4 from Gracie Pierce, and 4 from Lucy Billingsley. The Blue Devils just 6 field goals in the first half. 3 were from Bruce Reed range. The Blue Devils 4 for 5 from the free throw line. The Blue Devils were called for 7 personal fouls. Our halftime statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. In our halftime score, Hermiston 29, Wahai 19. We will continue our land title of Walla Walla County halftime report after a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com and follow us on social media. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Hermiston High School Gymnasium, Hermiston, Oregon. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. The Wahai Blue Devil girls trailing the Hermiston Bulldogs here at halftime by a score of 29-19. We continue our land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report by telling you once again that the annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction is scheduled for March the 28th. Tickets are available for just $50, or perhaps if you would like to go the corporate route, you can do just that. The event on March 28th will begin at 5 o'clock at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. Dinner will be served at 6 o'clock. More information can be obtained by contacting Big Blue Boosters or Walla Walla High School. We'll have Blue Devil basketball for you next Tuesday, a single header. The Wahai boys basketball team next Tuesday will be playing host to the Cheney Blackhawks. That game is scheduled to tip off at 1 o'clock, and we plan to take the air next Tuesday afternoon from the Wahai gym at 12:30 right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. And that's going to do it for our halftime report this afternoon. It was sponsored by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, handling all kinds of real estate transactions, both commercial and private, including broker and for sale by owner transactions. 33 East Main Street is where you'll find Land Title of Walla Walla County. In our halftime score, Hermiston 29, the Wahai Lady Blue Devils 19. We'll have second half action for you. we step aside for a one-minute timeout. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
If there's one thing we've learned from the past few years, it's that life can be unpredictable, but your finances don't have to be. Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro can help you create personalized strategies to reach your financial goals with confidence. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can be prepared for whatever comes your way. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Why do so many people listen to KGDC and KGDC2? Could it be our market exclusives on the top two names in conservative news? KGDC 92.9 FM has 10 minutes of Fox News each and every hour. And KGDC 2 102.3 FM is the exclusive home of townhall.com radio news. Plus, our stations have market exclusives on powerful features such as Breakpoint, Focus on the Family Minute, Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, and more. 92.9 FM and 102.3 FM, the best radio in Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Our third quarter this afternoon presented by our good friend, former Wal-High athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Hermiston 29, Wal-High 19, our halftime score. Just about set to begin the third quarter of this Mid-Columbia Conference girls basketball game. And Hermiston will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank sideline, far side, to get the second half underway. The Blue Devils down to my right, getting final instructions from head coach Mike Clark. They make their way onto the floor. The Blue Devils will start the second half with Friesen, Pierce, Hayes, Franzen, and Billingsley. Enters with a basketball. Far side to Rodriguez. In the far corner, it's Harshberger. A bounce pass inside for Teagarden. Knocked away by the Blue Devils and out of bounds. And Hermiston will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. Enters near corner Rodriguez. Spots up for a three. It is up and an air ball. Rebounds saved inbounds by Franzen to Corinne Hayes. A nice hustle play on the part of Delilah. Here is Corinne into the front court. Lucy Billingsley on the far side to Franzen. Franzen with one dribble. Up top for Billingsley. Hermiston now in a zone defense. Up top it is Franzen on the near side to Creason. Bounce pass inside for Pierce. Is knocked away, kicked away, and taken by Hermiston. A sloppy pass, and the Blue Devils turn it over. And now we're going to have a reach-in foul called on Lucy Billingsley as she bumped and fouled at Rodriguez. That's the first in the game on Lucy Billingsley. With the basketball is Innards for the Hermiston Bulldogs. High post, it goes to Cherry. Cherry against Creason has the ball knocked away out front, taken by Billingsley. Lucy to the other end, and Lucy will go in and blow the lay-in. And the rebound knocked out of bounds, and we're going to have an over-the-back foul called on the Blue Devils. A tough break, and that's the third personal foul on Gracie Pierce of the Blue Devils. So the Blue Devils unable to cash in the Hermiston turnover, and the ball back to the Bulldogs. Inners with the basketball, dribbles far side, near side to Rodriguez, free throw line extended. Back up top to Inners in the far corner to Teagarden. One dribble to the wing. Will baseball at near side Rodriguez. A three from the near corner is an air ball, but there for the offensive rebound is Teagarden. Her putback is no good, but a second putback by Teagarden is up and good as the Blue Devils continue this disturbing trend of allowing offensive rebounds. Yes, Hermiston is a taller team, but they're also out-hustling the Blue Devils on the glass at the present time, and did for much of the first half as well. 31-19 in favor of Hermiston. Corinne Hayes has the ball knocked away. It's recovered by Franzen. Near side Creason, a three on the way. Going to be an air ball. Going to be knocked out of bounds to the far side, and the ball back to Hermiston. And the Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Raylan McNeil checks into the ball game for the Blue Devils. She replaces Creason. That substitution presented by Zip Zone Conoco. Hermiston in possession of the basketball. Teagarden near corner. Gets it inside for Harshberger. Back on the near side, Teagarden. Jumper on the way from the wing is short. The rebound taken by Pierce. Has the ball taken away by Teagarden. Shot in deep on the left-hand side. No good. And now there's a tie-up. Teagarden and Pierce. And on the alternating possession, the ball will go back to the Blue Devils. Laney Hand re-enters the Wall High lineup, a Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Here come the Blue Devils. She replaced Pierce just a moment ago. Pass on the near side for McNeil. The ball through her hands and out of bounds. And the unforced error will give the ball back to Hermiston. 5:55 and counting left in the third. 31-19 in favor of Hermiston. High post Harshberger bounces it inside for a lay-in put up and good by Cherry. Cherry scores. And Hermiston starting to run away and hide from the Blue Devils. It's 33-19 in favor of Hermiston. Far side Franzen up top to McNeil. Far side Franzen against the Hermiston zone. Top of the key, Billingsley. Jumper is blocked out front by Teagarden. Recovered by McNeil. On the baseline, it goes to Hand. Her shot from the near side is an air ball, and the rebound off to Inners. Inners with the basketball for Hermiston. Lady Bulldogs leading 33-19. Ball in the far corner to Teagarden. Back up top to Inners. Near side to Rodriguez. Will bounce it inside for Cherry. Cherry gets around Hayes. Pass to the far side, deflected by Franzen and out of bounds. And the ball will stay with Hermiston. 5:10 left in the third. 33-19 in favor of Hermiston. Bulldogs outscored the Blue Devils in the second quarter 17-5. Blue Devils had a good first quarter. Led after one 14-12. Ball up top to Teagarden. Teagarden will drive near side, get it in the lane. Now it's on the far side. Inners, a three on the way, is off the rim, no good. Another offensive rebound for Hermiston. It's collected by Teagarden. Her put back in the lane is no good, but she is fouled. And that foul is on McNeil of the Blue Devils. That will mean Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws for Teagarden. Lucy at the moment with 11 points in the ball game. Make it 12. First Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt is up and good. And Hermiston leads by 15, 34-19. The second Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt by Teagarden in the air, and it's off the front of the rim twice, no good, and the rebound off to Franzen. The Wyland near side on the dribble. Pass to Corinne Hayes. Hayes between the rings. Near side it goes to McNeil. McNeil on the dribble. Far side to Billingsley. On the near side it goes to Franzen. Back on the far side, Billingsley. In the far corner to Hand. Laney Hand on the wing to Billingsley. 8 on the shot clock. Nice pass inside for Corinne Hayes, who lays the ball up and in. Hayes puts him in a daze. Thank you, Lucy Billingsley. And Hermiston at the other end turns the basketball over. A theft on the part of Franzen. Blue Devils in possession, trailing 34-21. Top of the key, it is McNeil. One dribble, near side, Billingsley. Billingsley, high post, far side to Franzen. Franzen, pass up top, deflected and taken by Hermiston. Taken by Rodriguez. Rodriguez down the near side, has the ball knocked away and stolen by Billingsley. Billingsley into the front court on the dribble. Lucy on the far side to McNeil. Spots up for a three. It's off the glass and off the iron, and the rebound off to Harshberger. Has it knocked away by Hand. Hand near side, up top to McNeil. Far side to Billingsley. Billingsley will drive, throwing up off the glass and off the iron. And the rebound off to Inners of Hermiston. She is double teamed in the backcourt, and she throws the ball off of McNeil. Ball goes out of bounds to the far side, and the ball will stay with Hermiston. Devin re-enters for Hermiston. A Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Another Zip Zone Conoco substitution. This one for the Blue Devils. Lawyer has checked in, and she is in for Hand. And another substitution. Sanguino is in for Hermiston. She replaces Cherry. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. I beg your pardon. Hermiston at 34, Wahai 21, 3:41 and counting. Time remaining, third quarter. Inners with a basketball. Near side, Sanguino. Pass up top. Deflected and stolen by Lawyer. Lawyer down the near side. And Lawyer will throw it up wildly. She was a little out of control, but she was fouled going to the goal. She was fouled by Inners. So a nice deflection and the ball off to Lawyer. She goes to the other end and is fouled by Inners. The first team foul of the third quarter for Hermiston. Lawyer to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Here's the first by Mack. It's up and good. She rattled it home. 34-22 in favor of Hermiston. 3:29 left in the third quarter. Another Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw coming for Lawyer. It is up and it is good. Two good-looking free throws. The Blue Devils in the game at 6-for-7 from the free throw line. 34-23 in favor of Hermiston. Rodriguez on the near side to Inners. Pass inside for Sanguino. Back on the near side, Inners. Up top to Rodriguez. On the far side to Devin. Devin looks inside. The ball is deflected. And it's going to be tied up. Lucy Billingsley tying up Inners down in the low block. Alternating possession favors Hermiston. 11 seconds on the shot clock. Bulldogs to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. And we're going to have a timeout call by the Blue Devils. A 30-second timeout call with 3:09 left in the third. 34-23 Hermiston, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Walla Walla.
The scoreboard update earlier in the quarter presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Welcome back to Hermiston. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location on the second level of the Hermiston High Gym. Bulldogs 34, the Wahai Lady Blue Devils 23. And out of the timeout period, a shot put up and missed by Devin just as the shot clock expired. It is off the back of the rim and claimed by the Blue Devils. Here is Billingsley off to Corinne Hayes. Hayes to the free throw line. Stops. Pass inside. Going to be knocked away by Harshberger and taken by Hermiston. Taken by Devin. Blue Devils turn it over. Rodriguez with a basketball. On the far side to Devin. Gets it on the baseline to Harshberger. Now they get it in the near corner. Three-pointer put up. An air ball on the part of Inners. And the Blue Devils claim the basketball. Here comes Delilah Franzen. Franzen near side to McNeil. Up top to Billingsley against the 2-3 Hermiston zone. Far side to Franzen. Franzen on the near side. Billingsley, one dribble. Now it's up top to Franzen. 14 and counting on the shot clock. Near side it's McNeil. Up top to Billingsley. Now it's Lawyer. Gets it to the high post to Hayes. Up top, Billingsley spots up for a wide open three. It's off the glass and off the iron. In for the offensive rebound is Lawyer. She puts it up no good, but she is fouled. Nice effort on the part of Lawyer to draw the foul. Harshberger with the foul. Nice job by Micaiah Lawyer to claim that rebound. And she will step to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws with exactly 2 minutes remaining in the third quarter. 34-23 in favor of Hermiston. Free throw by Lawyer. Corkscrews out. No good. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Teagarden is back for Hermiston, and she replaces Sanguino. Another Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt coming for Lawyer of the Blue Devils. Multiple dribbles, free throw in the air, and that one rattles in and out, and the rebound off to Rodriguez. She went 2-for-2 earlier in the quarter. There she goes 0-for-2. In the far corner, Teagarden with a basketball. Up top to Rodriguez, near side to Inners. Inners, pass inside, knocked away by Corinne Hayes, knocked it away from Devin, and it will be Hermiston ball as the ball goes out of bounds after the slap away on the part of Corinne Hayes. Hermiston in possession of the basketball. Into the lane is Inners, throws it up off the back of the rim, no good, but she is fouled. Foul is called on the Blue Devils. And it's called on Franzen. It enters to the stripe. 4-2, Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Scoreboard says 34-24, but I don't think that's correct. As Inners misses the first Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. 1:39 left in the third quarter. The scoreboard says 34-24 Hermiston, but I believe it is 34-23 in favor of Hermiston as Inners makes the second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. It was 34-23 when Lawyer went to the free throw line moments ago, and she missed two free throws. Here's a three from the near side by Lawyer. It's off the rim, no good. And here comes Hermiston. Devin far side off for Teagarden. Teagarden up top to Devin on the near side to Rodriguez. On the baseline to Inners. Is it just inside the free throw line to Harshberger, and her shot is blocked by the Blue Devils, and Wahai comes the other way after the empty Hermiston possession. Now, ball on the floor, taken by Franzen. Got it off to Hayes, pass inside for Franzen. Franzen has it knocked away by Harshberger, and into the hands it goes. Into the hands of Inners. Near side, here is Devin with the basketball. Free throw line extended along the baseline. Inners gets around Billingsley, and a reverse lay-in up and good for Inners. 37-23 is our score in favor of Hermiston. 40 seconds and counting left in the third quarter. Up top, Billingsley on the near side. Now it's inside. Shot put up and good by Franzen off an assist by Lawyer. Franzen in deep on the right-hand side scores. And we have a foul called in the backcourt. McNeil call for the foul, her second. And that's the fifth in the quarter on the Blue Devils and will mean Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws for Hermiston. Scoreboard now says 37-23. It should be 37-25 in favor of Hermiston. It was a Blue Devil make just moments ago as Rodriguez steps to the free throw line. The first Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt is a heartbreak as it rattles in and out. 30 seconds remaining in the third quarter. A Zip Zone Conoco substitution, Molly Franklin back for the Blue Devils. She is in for Lawyer. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Rodriguez is good. It's 38-25 in favor of Hermiston. Billingsley with the basketball. Near side of McNeil. Between the rings to Franklin. Bounce it inside for Hayes. The ball knocked away by Rodriguez. Taken by Hermiston. Enters with a pass in the front court to Teagarden. And her transition lay-in is good. Down to 8 seconds left in the quarter. Here is Billingsley on the far side of Franklin. In the far corner, here's Corinne Hayes for three. Nothing but glass. Rebound deflected by Franzen. Taken by Hermiston. And that will do it for the third quarter. And after three periods of play, Hermiston 40, Wahai 25. And we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Owning an animal can be a rewarding investment for your family. Whether it's riding a horse, petting your cat, or just seeing that welcome wag of a tail at the end of the day, animals enrich our lives. Responsible owners enrich animals' lives, too. Timely vaccinations, proper health care, sound nutrition, controlling pet overpopulation, and a safe environment are just a few of the things we can do for our pets. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The fourth quarter is presented by our good friend and former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Welcome back to Hermiston High School. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location on the second level, the Hermiston High School Gymnasium. We begin the fourth quarter and the Wahai Blue Devil girls trailing the Hermiston Bulldogs 40-25. Make it 43-25 as Lucy Teagarden drains a three-point goal from the deep far corner. And Hermiston continuing to run away and hide. Hermiston up by 18, 43-25. Pass inside by Franzen, stolen by Inners. Near side Rodriguez gets in the front court to Teagarden, blows the lay-in. Rebound comes off to Rodriguez. Pass on the far side intended for Teagarden, knocked out of bounds by Franzen. But no, they're going to give it to the Blue Devils. Okay. We'll take it. Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Cherry is back for Hermiston. She's in for Harshberger. Here come the Blue Devils. Molly Franklin. Near side, Lucy Billingsley. Up top to Franklin. Far side to Franzen. Now to Franklin between the rings. Far side to Franzen. Free throw line extended. Up top to Franklin. And we have a 3-second violation called, and the Blue Devils turn the basketball over. Blue Devils going with Franklin, Franzen, Billingsley, Hayes, and Pierce to start the fourth quarter of this contest. Since the first quarter, it's been all Hermiston. Bulldogs 43, Blue Devils 25. Rodriguez with the basketball, near side to Devon. Pass on the far side intended for Teagarden. Stolen by Billingsley, and Billingsley is knocked to the deck and fouled in the backcourt. And it's called on Devon. Devon with the foul. And the Blue Devils will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank sideline. Backcourt. Corinne Hayes gets it in to Franklin. Molly Franklin on the dribble. Near side to Billingsley. Now to Franklin. Far side to Franzen. Far corner, Billingsley. A three on the way by Lucy. Off the rim, no good. And the rebound off to Devon. Now to Rodriguez. Rodriguez into the front court for the Bulldogs. Near side, it goes to Devon. Near corner to Inners. Back to Devon. Devon a couple of dribbles out front. Stops. Near side. Now it's back to her. And far side to Rodriguez. On the near side, Devon spots up for a three. Over Franklin, it's good. Nice looking shot. A three-point goal. And that gives Hermiston a 21-point lead. 46-25. Franklin high post to Hayes. Hayes will drive near side. Corinne puts it up and no good. But a foul is going to be called on Hermiston. And that foul is called on Cherry. Corinne Hayes to the free throw line to attempt two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws with 6:08 left in the fourth quarter. The first attempt by Corinne is up and good. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Lawyer is back for the Blue Devils. And she is in for Delilah Franzen. Corinne Hayes seeking her fourth point of the ball game. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt on its way. 6:08 left in the fourth. 46-26 in favor of Hermiston. Corinne Hayes' free throw is up, and it is off the back of the rim. No good. Offensive rebound taken by the Blue Devils, taken by Pierce, and Gracie lays the ball up and in. Nice effort by Gracie Pierce, who has a half dozen points in the game, her first score of any kind since the first quarter, and the Blue Devils ask for a full timeout with 6:06 left in the final period. And Hermiston leading the Wahia Blue Devils by a score of 46-28. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Hermiston High School Gymnasium, Hermiston, Oregon. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. 6:06 left in the fourth quarter. It's Mid-Columbia Conference girls basketball game. The Hermiston Bulldogs leading the Wahia Blue Devils 46-28. Blue Devils putting up some backcourt pressure. Hermiston in possession of the basketball. Here is Rodriguez on the dribble. Out between the rings against Lucy Billingsley. The Blue Devils in a lady-to-lady defense. Far side here is Teagarden. Teagarden driving against Franklin. She'll get by Franklin. She'll throw it up and miss it. Rebound deflected by Franklin, taken by Corinne Hayes. Pretty good defense that time on the part of Franklin against the experienced Teagarden. Here is Lawyer with a basketball on the far side to Billingsley. Up top to Lawyer. Near side to Franklin. Back up top to Lawyer. Far side to Billingsley. Free throw line extended. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Lawyer on the dribble, far side to Billingsley. Six on the shot clock. Billingsley up top. Lawyer spots up for a three. It's off the rim, no good. And the rebound is going to be deflected, taken by Pierce. In the lane for Billingsley. She'll drive far side, put it up and miss it with a left hand. And the ball knocked out of bounds by the Blue Devils. Bad luck there. And the ball back to Hermiston. 5:10 left in the fourth. 46-28 in favor of Hermiston. Hermiston inbound on the Washington Trust baseline in backcourt. The ball bounced into Rodriguez. We'll see Billingsley closely behind her. She's going to take it coast-to-coast. Left-handed lay-in missed, and the rebound off to Hayes. Corinne Hayes with the basketball. Driving near side. She's going to take it coast-to-coast, lose the basketball. It's taken by Devin. Now off to Rodriguez. Blue Devils turn it over. Rodriguez front court against Lucy Billingsley. Far side to Teagarden. Teagarden to the high post. Teagarden to the free throw line. Hands it off near side to Inners. Inners into the lane. Throws up a runner and missed it. Gets her own rebound. And she is going to be fouled on a shot attempt in the lane by Corinne Hayes. The pattern continues. The Blue Devils allow another offensive rebound. Corinne Hayes called for the foul. Her second. And Inners to the free throw line for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Inner so far in the ball game with 11 points. Make it 12. 47-28 Hermiston with 4:37 left in the fourth quarter. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Inners, and that one is good. Hermiston 71% from the free throw line in the ball game. The Bulldogs 10 for 14. Hermiston by 20, 48-28. Lawyer near side to Billingsley. Up top to Lawyer, one dribble. Near side, Billingsley spots up for a three. It's off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds by a hustling Lawyer. Knocked it away from Inners, and the ball back to Hermiston. 4:16 left in the final period. 48-28 in favor of Hermiston. Ball inbounded to Rodriguez. Rodriguez against Pierce. She'll drive by Pierce. Bounce it in the lane for Cherry. Far side, Teagarden. Teagarden stops on the wing. Puts it up and misses it. Ball bounced off the rim multiple times. Did not fall. Pierce with a rebound. Far side, Franklin. Near side, Billingsley. Billingsley into the lane. Has her shot blocked by Franklin. And Franklin possesses the basketball as the Blue Devils harass her in the backcourt. And a foul is going to be called on Corinne Hayes. Your Edward Jones. Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Hermiston 48, Wahai 28. 3:48 left in the fourth quarter. Zip Zone Conoco substitutions for both teams. Harshberger is back for Hermiston. Laney Hand re-enters for the Blue Devils along with Raylan McNeil. Hermiston inbounding in the backcourt. Ball into Rodriguez. Has the ball knocked away. Stolen by McNeil. Between the rings to Lawyer. Lawyer on the near side, Pierce. Shot on the way, air ball from the near wing. Rebound off to Inners, almost tied up by McNeil. And then the ball knocked out of bounds, far side by the Blue Devils. Knocked out of bounds, and Hermiston will inbound in the backcourt, in the deep far corner. With 3:35 left in the fourth. 48-28 in favor of Hermiston. Inners hoops it middle of the floor to Rodriguez. Rodriguez against McNeil. McNeil stays with her pretty well. Far side, it's Teagarden. Teagarden into the lane, has the ball knocked away by Hand. It is loose in the lane, and the loose ball going to be taken. And then a timeout is going to be called as Pierce from her knees got possession. And before she was tied up, a timeout called by the Blue Devils with 3:22 remaining in the fourth quarter. Hermiston 48, Wahai 28. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The scoreboard update earlier in the quarter presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Welcome back to Hermiston. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. Wahai Blue Devil girls trailing the Hermiston Bulldogs 48-28 with 3 minutes and 22 seconds remaining to be played in the fourth quarter. Timeout period just about over. The Blue Devils with Haynes, Lawyer, Billingsley, Pierce, and Hand on the floor. And here come the Blue Devils. Lawyer with a basketball near side to Billingsley. Against a Hermiston zone. Pass near side. Taken by Billingsley. Pass on the far side. Knocked away by Inners into the backcourt. And a foul is going to be called. As she was knocked to the deck, the Blue Devils turn the basketball over. Inners knocked to the deck and fouled on the far side by McNeil. No, Corinne Hayes, I beg your pardon. That's her fourth personal. And the team's third of the quarter. And Hermiston will inbound at the mid court stripe, the Washington Trust Bank sideline, far side.
That's fourth team foul on Corinne Hayes.
Well, I stand corrected. Hermiston to inbound in the back court, in the deep far corner. Actually, on the baseline, deep far corner. And now we have whistles blown, and now we're going to advance the ball up Hermiston's backcourt. Oh, my goodness. Now we're set. We went from one extreme to another and then back to the original extreme. Rodriguez with a jumper inside and her shot up and good. Rodriguez with 8 points in the game. That short jumper straight away in the lane gives Hermiston a 50-28 lead. Looked like they were going to inbound at midcourt. Then it was in the back far corner, and then back to the midcourt area as the Blue Devils fail to score on their next possession. And Hermiston will inbound in the backcourt after that empty possession. Inners far side against Corinne Hayes. Double team on the far side. Going to throw it off of Billingsley. Are we going to have a foul called? We are going to have a foul called. It's on Lucy Billingsley of the Blue Devils. And Hermiston will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank sideline in front court, just past the midcourt line. 2:38 left in the fourth, 50-28 in favor of Hermiston. Ball bounced into Cherry. Looked to hand it off. Lost the basketball, and we're going to have a held ball near the midcourt area. And the Blue Devils will get the ball back on the alternating possession. That took all of 3 seconds. Corinne Hayes into Lucy Billingsley. Near side to Lawyer, up top to Billingsley, far side to Hayes. Free throw line extended. Pass inside, a bullet pass for Pierce, and Pierce on a shot attempt is foul. Nice pass. And that foul is called on Cherry. And Gracie Pierce to the stripe for two. Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. With 2:24 left. Free throw. Battles home. Zip zone Conoco substitutions for the Blue Devils. Franklin and McNeil check in. Billingsley to the sideline along with Lawyer. In earlier action, Wahai Girls Junior Varsity victorious. Congratulations to Wahai coach Hebrew Ingram, leading the Lady Blue Devil JVs to a victory earlier this afternoon as the second free throw is missed by Pierce. And we're going to have a foul called on the Blue Devils, called on Corinne Hayes, and she has just become a spectator. As the last few moments of this game drag on, that is five personal fouls on Corinne Hayes, and we'll go to the other end for free throws to prolong the agony further. Entering the ball game for Wahai is Maddie Olivares. And Cherry at the free throw line for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Here is the first free throw. It is good. Cherry with her fourth point of the contest. And Hermiston builds on its lead. Second free throw is up and good. 52-29 in favor of Hermiston. 2:20 and counting left in the fourth quarter. McNeil with the basketball. Off to Pierce. Gracie Pierce has the ball knocked away. It's stolen by Teagarden. And then Teagarden has it knocked away by hand. Recovers. Now it's off to Enners. Near side Rodriguez. In the near corner, here is Cherry. Dribbles to the wing. Dribbles to the free throw line. Pass far side. Deflected but taken by Enners. We're inside of 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. 52-29 in favor of Hermiston. Enners with the basketball. Far side to Teagarden. Up top to Enners. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Pass in for Rodriguez. Shot put up off the glass and off the iron. Rebound to Maddie Olivares. Olivares down the near side. Pass in the middle of the floor. Knocked away by Hermiston. Recovered by McNeil. Pass on the near side is knocked out of bounds by Hermiston. Knocked out of bounds by Cherry. And it will stay Blue Devil basketball. Blue Devils inbounding in front of their bench. Franklin to do the honors. The ball into McNeil. McNeil stops near side. Off to Franklin. Up top to Pierce. Bounce pass on the far side for McNeil. Between the rings to Franklin. High post to Hand. Puts it up off the front of the rim. And a foul is going to be called on Hermiston. And that one is called on Cherry. That's the fourth in the quarter on Hermiston. The third on Cherry. Hand at the stripe for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first is no good. Clips on Conoco substitution. Teagarden checks out of the ball game, replaced by Devon. Teagarden checks out with 17 points in this afternoon's game. 1:23 left in the fourth. 52-29 Hermiston. Second free throw by Hand. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound comes off to Cherry. Far side to Enners. In the far corner to Devon. Devon to the wing. Loops a pass on the near side to Cherry. Shot on the way for three is good. 3-point goal for Cherry, and it's 55-29 in favor of Hermiston. Approaching the final minute. Time remaining, fourth quarter. Near side McNeil. Up top Franklin. Far side Olivares. In the rings to Franklin, passes it for Hand, almost had it knocked away, but she recovers it. And just inside the free throw line, Lainey Hand banks the ball up and in. Nice looking shot off the glass. She has 4 points in the game, and it's 55-31 in favor of Hermiston. Here is Devon, top of the key, off four Enners, just inside the free throw line. Her short shot is good. 57-31 Hermiston. We're inside of 30 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Near side, it's McNeil with a basketball. Off her hand, just inside the free throw line. Puts up a jumper and misses it. Rebound off to Pierce. She'll bounce it in the lane, and the ball bounced to Devon. The shot clock is off. No reason for Hermiston to rush at all. We're now inside of 10 seconds left in the fourth quarter, and that is going to do it here this afternoon. Final score, Hermiston 57, Wahai 31. We'll be back for our Chevelle Construction postgame show after a 3-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. For the first time ever, through Christmas Eve, we're introducing our 12 Days of Christmas. We're going to be giving away $100 Visa gift cards to the first 50 customers who test drive one of our vehicles. Now, we have to limit these to one per family, but it really is that simple. Test drive any new or used vehicle and get a $100 Visa gift card, no purchase necessary. Come and experience our first ever 12 Days of Christmas event, and may all of you have a very Merry Christmas. Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta is your go-to spot for mouth-watering, thin-crust pizzas, delectable pastas, hearty sandwiches, fresh salads, and ice-cold beer, all prepared with love and served with a smile. We at Pappy's pride ourselves in offering delicious meals that bring families together at prices that won't break the bank. Our inviting atmosphere is perfect for a casual lunch or a cozy dinner. And with the best patio in town, dining al fresco has never been better. Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, 2555 East Isaacs, Walla Walla. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back once again at the Hermiston High School Gymnasium. Roy Elia coming to you for our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location, the second level of the Hermiston High School Gymnasium. The first half of our Blue Devil basketball doubleheader, the Wahai Blue Devil girls defeated by the Hermiston Bulldogs, a final score of 57-31. Our postgame show is presented by our good friend, Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. And we begin with the recognition of our Eric Kimball, CPA player of the game. The Blue Devils did not have a player in double figures in this ball game, so we're going to give it a little more thought and move on to our final statistics. They are presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. The final scoring in the game for Hermiston, Devon with 3, Rodriguez 8, Teagarden 17, Harchberger with 6, Cherry 8, Inners with 15. Hermiston with 19 field goals in the game, 7 from three-point territory. Hermiston 75% from the free throw line, 12 out of 16. And Hermiston was called for 11 personal fouls. For the Blue Devils, Lainey Hand with 4, Molly Franklin 6, Shayla Creason 3, Mikaya Lawyer with 2, Gracie Pierce 7, Lucy Billingsley 4, Delilah Franzen with 2, and Corinne Hayes with 3. The Blue Devils just 10 field goals in this ball game, just 6 after the first quarter. The Blue Devils had 3 Bruce Reed threes in the contest. The Blue Devils 53% from the free throw line, 8 out of 15, and the Blue Devils were called for 17 personal fouls. Our final statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. And now looping back to our Eric Kimball, CPA player of the game. Going to give it to Lainey Hand, who provided the Blue Devils with some quality minutes in this ball game. Lainey Hand coming in off the bench, doing a nice job. She had 4 points in this contest and a couple of 2-point field goals. And for her efforts, we are going to recognize Lainey Hand as our Eric Kimball CPA Player of the Game. And that's going to do it for our girls' basketball coverage on this Saturday. Again, the Hermiston girls defeat the Wahai Blue Devils 57-31. We will begin our boys' pregame show from Hermiston with a player profile interview. We'll also have a conversation. Wahai boys basketball coach Spencer Hessler and the starting lineups during our upcoming Hutchins Family Farms pregame show on the boys' side. That's going to conclude our girls' coverage, and we will begin our boys' coverage after a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
There's no place like home for the holidays, especially one filled with the pleasant smells and tastes of the season. Let us help. Hopper Specialty Meats is featuring smoked whole turkeys, turkey breasts, and turkey legs, and smoked Christmas hams throughout the holidays. Get your holiday turkeys and Christmas hams pre-ordered today. Call Hopper Specialty Meats at 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Or stop in and see us in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.